The battle over the Supreme Court could have ended chances of new economic stimulus. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a down stock market to start the day, and that sentiment is due in part to the view that chances may now be slipping away for new federal cash to ease the effects of the pandemic shutdowns. And that has to do with the main story in the news this weekend. Economist Julia Coronado joins us on Mondays to capture the economic mood. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
So a connection with the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and fiscal stimulus to help with coronavirus?
Yeah, with congressional divisions deepening and Senate attention now focused on the Supreme Court, the likelihood of a package getting passed before the election is all but gone.
I mean, the argument is people are distracted, or just that political temperatures are running so high, folks won't be in the mood for the compromises necessary?
I would say a little bit of both. I mean, it does take Senate time to have the hearings and hold the vote, and it does deepen the divisions that we've already been seeing that have made coming to an agreement really, really difficult.
And, you know, we say fiscal stimulus package. It sounds abstract, but this could affect American families and how they're dealing with the effects of pandemic.
Oh, absolutely. It will have a direct impact on the economy. It means no second round of stimulus payments, no extension of federal unemployment benefits, no aid to state and local governments. So it guarantees that the momentum of the recovery is going to, at a minimum, plateau in coming months.
Julia Coronado is an economist and founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Stock in some global banks are plummeting this morning after the publication BuzzFeed got a hold of a trove of official documents showing how big banks allegedly allow crooks and corrupt officials to keep ill-gotten gains flowing despite anti-money laundering laws. Get to know this label, the FinCEN files. FinCEN stands for the U.S. Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, the system for banks to report suspicious financial activity. The leaked documents, also shared with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, alleges some major cases of looking the other way despite red flags by banks that include Deutsche Bank, HSBC, and Bank of New York Mellon. For instance, J.P. Morgan Chase may have moved billions by corrupt officials in Malaysia, Venezuela, and Ukraine. JPM stock is down 3%. HSBC stock hit a 25-year low. Just 2 weeks after a $2 billion deal with General Motors to work on electric pickup trucks, the founder and executive chairman of Nikola has stepped down. The company rejects allegations that it inflated claims about the technology it supposedly developed. Marketplace's Nova Software reports.
Founder Trevor Milton stepped down as Nikola's executive chairman amid the fraud reports. He said in a statement the decision was voluntary. Milton and Nikola are facing allegations that they lied about the company's technology, including making a misleading video that appeared to show one of its truck prototypes driving under its own power when it was simply rolling downhill. Hindenburg Research made the claims after Nikola's deal earlier this month with General Motors, in which GM said it would jointly produce an electric pickup truck. Hindenburg is a short seller that makes money by betting against companies, and Nikola called the firm's allegations false and misleading. Still, Nikola's shares have tumbled, and news outlets reported that the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Department of Justice are looking into the claims. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Two China-based companies did not in the end get banned from app stores serving U.S. customers, at least for now. A federal judge said the messaging app WeChat can temporarily keep the downloads flowing. And the Trump administration gave the social media firm TikTok more time to work out a proposed deal with the software companies, with the software company Oracle and Walmart. However, there's a roaring debate about whether this deal is really a sale to U.S. firms, as President Trump sought, or a partnership that leaves control in China. On Fox News today, President Trump insisted Oracle will be the master of TikTok, even though the U.S. firms at first will not have majority stake. Trump said the deal will not be approved unless Oracle and Walmart have this control. The U.S. unemployment rate has fallen from nearly 15% in April down to 8.4% last month. It was near 3% before pandemic. Now, that's a national figure, but it obscures big differences in how states are faring. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has some new state-by-state data.
States that rely heavily on face-to-face service jobs have the highest unemployment. Nevada, Hawaii, California, and New York have unemployment rates ranging from 11 to more than 13%. Jill Gonzalez is at personal finance website WalletHub.
Travel, tourism, hospitality, dining, those states continue to be hit hard here.
It also matters when and how hard the pandemic hit. Daniel Sternberg at HR platform Gusto says according to his data, New York State still hasn't recovered all the small business jobs it lost in the spring.
Because we saw such large declines in some of the service sector, food and beverage, et cetera, early in the crisis.
There are some farm states doing much better. Gonzalez says their main industries
were simply not as affected by COVID-19. So agriculture, grocery stores certainly needed for those shipments in.
So unemployment rates in Idaho, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Vermont have now fallen below 5%. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And Democrats broke a fundraising record as supporters sent in an avalanche of donations in the hours that followed the news of the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. In a single hour on Friday night, $6.3 million came into the Democrats' online fundraising site, ActBlue. By late Saturday, $91 million in smaller donor contributions had come in. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.